Hi, Jam.
Oh shit. Oh, sorry. Game na pala.
Game na pala, guys.
Hey, Daps. Okay, so I'm thinking, how do we describe this podcast to people who are listening to it for the very first time?
It is a lot like hanging out with your two kind of nutty friends whose company you enjoy, but in small doses.
Yeah, I know. Millimip. Just two girls standing in front of the internet asking it to love them.
And if not, bala kayo.
Eh, di wag.
It's up yours. This is the Local Locus PH podcast, season two.
Two, 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 two.
Pew, pew, pew. Two, motherfucker.
Hello, bonjour, buenos dias. Good day. Guten Tag, konnichiwa. Welcome to the Local Locus podcast. My name is Jam.
My name is Dapsky.
It is true. Her name is Dapsky.
And her name is Jam. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, we're learning new things today.
Yeah. Today's episode has been brought to us by Captain Obvious.
Yung pinsan ni Captain America.
Pamangkin, actually.
Is that not how captainships work? Interestingly enough, Steve Rogers was in the army, but it is unclear how he got his title of captain. Since technically, hindi siya ever naging major, you know what I mean? So, paano naging captain?
They gave him the super serum, and they were like, damn, you deserve the title captain. Like, look at them pecs. Look at them biceps. Boy, you are most definitely Captain America. I mean, we can't just call you America, can we?
I mean, America!
I mean, the size of that chest was, you know, continental, oh, but like, would have been weird.
That's oddly Pacific of you, Dansky.
Well, no more.
I think this is how you can tell we've been spending way too much time indoors. And I suppose that is not necessarily a bad thing from the perspective of our pets. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's been a year. A little over a year. I think they're sick of me at this point.
I have a dog and he's a shih tzu. And if Chris Evans is a continent, my dog is my whole world. And I feel like pets are some of the only happy nilalangs na nandito pa rin tayo. You know what I mean? At least we've been able to spend a lot more concentrated time with them.
Yeah.
Although you say na naiinis na yung mga pusa mo sa'yo. In what way would you say?
I don't know, because I live with 6 cats and a human.
Alin din yung ikaw?
Ako? Ako yung yaya.
Ay, Diyos ko. Sa totoo lang. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's one of the things people never tell you when you get the pet. You're signing up as literally, you are the pet.
I am a pet?
Yeah, I mean, kasi alinsunod tayo dun sa amo, which is the cats and the dog. It's not as much as I own them. It's like, I am owned by them.
Yeah, pretty much. I am opening myself up to judgment here because all my cats are related and share the same mother, but they have different fathers.
I mean, I don't think they have those kind of laws in cat world, so.
Yeah, but like, you know, as a human being, and as someone who is raising her cats to be human.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Medyo, ano siya, medyo weird, like, Kuya Dad or Lola Mommy, Lola Ate Mommy, you know.
But
one of my cats, Stevie, who was born partially blind, he has like a cloudy cataract in one eye as a result of an eye infection he had as a baby. He is the one that I feel that is closest to me in terms of personality.
Oh, okay.
There will be days when he's like chill, just staring and observing.
Cute.
And then there are also other days where he just goes wild and uses my legs as a scratching post. But otherwise, yeah, Stevie's kind of cool. I'd like to think at this point in time, my cats have learned how to communicate. Because you know how they say cats only meow to talk to humans? Because they do that.
Mm-mm. In the wild.
Yeah. At this point, I think that's exactly what Stevie's doing. Because sometimes in the morning when I get up, he's like, meh, meh. And then I look at their food or their water and it's like, oh, okay, so you need a refill.
Miss?
Or like if I get up and I start walking to the bathroom, they're like, meh, meh, meh. And then I look at the litter box and it's like, oh, okay, so you need me to pick up your shit. All right. Mm. Yeah, I feel like a slave a little bit.
One thing that I feel you're not mentioning here is how one of them sounds like he says mom. Straight up.
Oh no, that's Tuna.
Oh, she. Okay, it's pretty unnerving because you see these videos of cats online. Did you see that one video of that cat? It's like, why hey there? With a Texan accent. It really sounded like why hey. I'll dig up the video for you. But like, it's very unnerving when you're on a Zoom call with a friend and there's a cat in the background saying, mom. Like, oh dear. Tuna. Chill, honey.
Yeah. Out of the six cats, four are male and only two are female. So obviously, we had to neuter the males because the females won't get pregnant if there are no males to impregnate
That's
them, right?
True.
So snip, snip.
Uh-huh. Men.
But yeah, also neutering or spaying your cats makes them calmer.
Oh.
So all their urges to leave or elope with some stray meemaw out there.
Oh,
yeah, kind of dies down.
Mm-hmm.
But with the two girls, neither of them are spayed. But that's fine because they can't get pregnant either. But the problem is with the males, the females end up chasing my boy cats around for sex when they're in heat.
Ay, maharot!
And they're like, sex, sex. And then the boys are like, all right. And then they start assuming the position, but then ultimately not going through with it. Because, I don't know, I guess they don't have it in them anymore. And Tuna and Eartha are just like, meow, 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 sex, sex, somebody fuck me for God's sake. That's what it sounds like, pretty much. And
we're going into this episode. This is that kind of episode, huh? Ladies, gentlefolk, children of all ages who should not be listening to this podcast. You know, we're just saying things that you already know. Please, honestly, when we were in middle school, alam na natin to. Like, how would they multiply? And otherwise, right?
They would grow from like a cabbage patch.
Yeah.
And the stork would pick up.
A cabbage patch.
What about dogs then?
You know what? It's never been a problem for me because we don't keep lots of dogs as pets. I think the most number of dogs we've had at one time was two. And that was as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both male. And very strangely, they never really fought. One of them was a German Shepherd. Her name was Susie. And then we also had a pug. And his name was Puff. And this is what made me really sad, is that they were kept in cages when we were children. And eventually we realized that it was not a good enough environment. So we rehomed them to an aunt who had a big cat. But yeah, it was never like an issue for me. Maybe I just didn't notice as a kid. But like after that, the dogs we had, never sila sabay. Like we would only have one at a time. And then, I don't know if this was like a conscious decision on the part of my parents. We would not have pets of separate genders. Maybe they didn't want them to procreate.
Yeah.
So now all the pets we have are male, which is messy. Like you can imagine there's a lot of like marking situations.
Oh yeah, now. For sure, for sure.
We have two male cats who are related. One of them is the half brother of the other. And we have one dog, the love of my life, Fluffy Del Fuego de las Alas Jr. He's a Shih Tzu, and then we have two cats.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation is that the boys, they stay in our kitchen because much like Stevie, when they're in the mood, they literally destroy everything.
Ah.
This is not an exaggeration. They literally destroy everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they're not spayed is the issue. They're not spayed yet. Yeah. Because prior to the pandemic, they were too young to do that.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And during Panini, in Panini rest. Basta, we'll find the term for it. It's difficult for us to go and take them there because personally, I'm like, it's scary.
Truly.
So we just stay indoors and they just destroy everything in the dirty kitchen. It's okay. Like, whatever makes them happy. They don't fight.
That's good.
When they fight, it's just like, what's up, bro? Huh? Huh? You talking to me, bro? Huh? And then they just kind of roll around and then they're done. Yeah. But my dog is straight up afraid of them. And he thinks he's too good to play with them.
Aww.
Yeah, he has always felt that way.
Snooty dog versus filthy cats.
I suppose. Because sabi mo, diba, you were raising your cats as people, right?
So what you're saying is, you raised your dog to be a snob, Jam?
Is that what you're saying? No, what I'm saying is, he thinks we didn't do well. Oh my goodness. Wait, Daps, I need to tell you the story. He fully believes he is a person. I feel like I'm going to get flack from serious dog owners here, but there was one time we had nilaga on the stove. Mm-hmm. Some great nilaga. Now, when I take things out, like, I like to just not take the bone because you want to leave that marinating and whatever so that the flavor is preserved. So I had like the meat, I had the vegetables in a bowl. I was like, I'm feeling pretty lazy. Let's just put the rice inside the soup. So I did that. I placed it on the table. I went to get water. And when I came back, the bowl was empty.
Ay, Fluffy. Terrible, terrible.
It was on top of the table. It was not like anywhere near the ground. This is a well-fed dog. Like, the first thing I do in the morning and the last thing I do is like, okay, kumain ka na ba? Did you have your vitamins? Did you do your business? Did you find joy and fulfillment in this day, my son? Okay, yes, okay, we can sleep now. And this is for the people who are going to be able to see the video bit of this. Has his own fan. He sleeps with it. When I get him into his sleeping area, he just kind of stares at me until I tuck him in and put his fan and make sure that it's facing him. And then, since he sleeps in the room I sleep in, if the lights are on, he just judges me. Like, ma, ano?
Ma, yung ilaw. Ma.
Ano na? Ano na? So like, I don't know what we did, but he's such a snob. Gosh, goodness. Do you have it at all with your cats? Like, snooty behavior? I mean, they're cats.
I think there's this misconception about cats and how snooty they are. I live with a bunch of puspins.
Okay.
They're nothing fancy, right? They're not pedigreed cats. They don't come from a long line of whatever. They're mutts, basically.
Chinese emperors.
I feel like cats aren't as snooty as people think they are. I guess it really depends on one, how you raise your cat, and two, I'd like to think of cats as people, you know. I think of them as people. As a human being, you have to set boundaries with other people so that they don't come into your space and violate your space. Cats are the same. It's not like with dogs where they're always just happy to see whoever. Like, oh, human. Like, hello, 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 hello. Unless it's one of those tough breeds where they're like, human, evil. Or like trained breeds, you know? I think cat ownership has taught me a lot about consent.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
A lot about boundaries. Although at this point, I feel like I live like a fucking animal, like a cat. Because I'm straight up one with my cats. We have conversations, like full conversations. And sometimes I just sit and think, if other people could see this, and if other people could hear this, how quickly do you think they're gonna call an ambulance or social services so that we can get institutionalized? Because it's like, why the fuck are you talking to a cat like it's a human being, right? And I'm like, why the fuck not?
Truly.
It seems like they get it. Like, I know when they're calling me to get some snacks, because mom, snackies, mom.
Yeah.
And when I do give them their snackies, I've trained them to sit the way you would do. Like, yeah.
What?
And they don't get the treat until they sit. I have a cat that does fetch. That's Iliad. He plays fetch. Lucy used to play fetch, but he doesn't anymore. I think it's because he got traumatized. He went from being an only child to who the fuck are these other people?
I see. Spoiled siya dati. Tapos now he has to share.
Speaking of, there he is in the background.
Hey, Lucy. Buddy.
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
There, he actually looked.
Cutification.
But Yeah, these cats are maarte and spoiled in terms of like food. But it doesn't really matter what kind of food. Although there is one particular kind of cat food that they don't like. Although they do like dog food and it has made them significantly plumper.
Yeah, they say that cats can have dog food, right? Is that correct? Yeah. Like it's actually quite good for their eyesight, something like that.
Yeah, or something.
Or something. It's good for their waistline.
Because yes, our cats got really plump and big.
Continental.
And, yes, for lack of a better term. When we started feeding them dog food. And now, I think I'm gonna stop feeding them dog food. Because they like it too much and now they eat so much.
Ah, that's fair.
And since they've been raised in captivity this whole time. Except for Tuna. Tuna's from the ghetto.
Oh, Tuna's from the streets.
Yeah, she was a street cat. And she used to live somewhere on my fiance's old street. Mm-hmm. And one day, she just followed him up to his apartment. And then she was like, "You're my bitch now."
Yep. I have taken ownership of you.
You like me, right? You enjoy my company, right? Okay, great. I'm gonna live with you now.
Commitment.
Slave.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's true. I think part of the reason that I feel people should have pets is because it teaches them a lot. Like you said, cats teach you about consent, and dogs teach you about commitment, about
companionship.
I was gonna say, dogs are needy. Dogs are very, like, they need your attention and they need your energy, like, more than anything. And with cats, it's like, I just want to be able to decide. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
As long as they have their quote-unquote independence within reason, they're cool. Right? Mm-hmm. There's all this science about how it's supposedly good for your health to have a pet. Yeah. It's good to hug a furry thing, whether it be a real bear or, you know, your friend who is a bear.
Maybe don't hug a bear. I mean, they look very huggable, but would not recommend.
A real bear, it can knock you over. It can send you flying. Goodness. I will say though, like people who have different sorts of pets, like birds, they're so brave. I would be so scared. Do you know what I mean though? Like to learn how to take care of something brand new in terms of how domesticated certain animals are, like cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. Those are like part of the family.
Have you never had a bird?
Well, my brother has released one into the wild.
Okay.
So we have a neighbor. And my little brother went over to the neighbors and he opened the cage.
Oh no.
Said bird took wing to freedom. And when my parents were berating my little brother, they were saying like, "Bakit mo pinakawalan yung ibon? Why'd you let the bird go?" And he said, "I did no such thing. I just opened the cage."
You had a point.
Yep.
You just opened the door. Like,
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Diba. Have you had a bird? Because you were telling me, have you never?
Oh, I have. I've actually been thinking about all the animals I have had in my life as pets. I started off with dogs, living with my maternal grandmother. And we had a bunch of dogs. And I named one Mekekekwek. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. But I was maybe like 2, 3, maybe 4.
No judgment here.
I don't even know what Mekekekwek means. But like, yeah, I remember naming it Mekekekwek.
probably Quetzalcoatl.
Right? And then after that, we had 2 more dogs. They weren't actually mine, but we lived with a couple of them. A boxer, a Dalmatian, and another breed. They were pretty big dogs. After that, when we moved to a new house, we had 1 pit bull at the time and 3 budgies. And then I had a chick. Some hamsters. That was traumatic.
Oh, but there was this one story real quick about this girl who lost her hamster at college. And then in the middle of the night, she heard scratching in the walls. And so she took a hammer to the walls and it was her hamster living like a rat.
If I heard scratching in my walls, I would be like, what the fuck is that? I wouldn't take out a fucking hammer.
She knew somehow though. She's like, that's my boy. Okay. And then you had hamsters and a chick.
A chick which my sister killed but no. not on purpose. She just wanted to give it a hug.
Oh no.
And then after that, we had 3 pit bulls. And then after that, we got a Labweiler. So I only started becoming a cat person very recently, mm-hmm. within the last 6 years of my life. And so far, in terms of experience, dogs really are a little bit more needy. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't want to offend anyone, but it's like your dumb friend who just wants to have fun.
Your low maintenance friend who let's do anything together. Yes. As long as we're together. Ganon.
Yeah. Oh. I say dumb and I was thinking of myself. Yeah.
Wow. In our next episode, we take a look at why Dabski thinks. Joke now. Okay.
We take a look at body image. Oh, and no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, dogs are like that. I mean, they're very sweet, very energetic, very
easy to please, we'll say.
Pretty much. And more active, I guess.
Oh, so much more.
With cats, they're a good lesson in consent, because if they don't want to hug, you will know.
Oh, yeah.
They're not like dogs where you hug them and they're like, help me. No. With cats, it's like, come here, baby. And they're like, fuck you. No. Like, get out of my space. Y'all too close.
It's like raising a teenager, a permanent teenager.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
What? Yeah, good. Good for teenagers for knowing their boundaries and expressing themselves. I suppose that's another thing that you can learn from cats is to express yourself. If there's mm-hmm. something that makes you uncomfortable, you better make sure the people know, because otherwise you'll just be uncomfy.
Yep.
And then from dogs, you learn to take joy in the little things, yes. right? And just let go. Which is really good. I feel like I have been made a better person because I have my dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I've become a better human being.
Oh, yeah.
Just having pets in general. Which is why it's a very difficult thought for me to wrap my head around when I find out that there are people out there who dislike animals, like domesticated animals. They just straight up hate dogs or cats or other pets, basically. And it's just like, were you not hugged enough as a child? Are you in league with the devil? Even the devil has pets. Oh. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean, though. It's difficult to, like, hate something that doesn't inherently grow up with malice. You know what I mean? Anything they've done to you, it's accidental or because they're trying to just
protect themselves.
Yeah, protect themselves. That's out of, like, self-defense. I don't think cats and dogs inherently can hate. Unlike crows, for example. Apparently, crows can hold a grudge. But, yeah, I feel like you can tell a lot about a person just by asking, engaging how they feel about pets.
Animals in general.
Animals, yeah.
If I were single, which I'm not.
Just putting that info out there.
I don't think I would ever be able to date someone who cannot take care of an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Because having a pet, regardless of whether it has fur or scales or feathers or whatever.
Or both.
Or all of the above. Maybe it's a chimera.
Since we invoked the name of Quetzalcoatl anyway.
Let's hop on this. Go. Yeah, I feel like it teaches you how to take care of yourself and how to take care of another being. Because if you think about it, when our parents were this age, they were out there having us.
I am the exact age my mother was when she had me, and that blows my mind.
You have a Fluffy and she had you.
It doesn't seem fair. Goodness. Oh.
Having pets is great practice if you should decide to have children, like human children. Because for some people with pets, when they live with other people who can take care of their pets for them and do the dirty work, you know, like the poop scooping and the cleaning and all the stuff that you'd rather not.
The anal sac drainage.
Yes. The ball stimulation. I don't
Babe! You know what? I'm not gonna judge you for what you do on Friday night. Okay, like,
No, I know some people who have had to stimulate their pets, both cats and dogs, because if they don't,
it's bad for the health.
It's bad for the nads, you know what I mean?
Bad for the nads!
it's kind of gross. Like, I think about it, I'm like, do what you have to do, but don't tell me about it. I don't need that in my brain. But again, for all those things, if you grow up in a household where you do have pets and there's someone else to take care of those pets, feed them, take them out for a walk, then that's not exactly the same as actually taking care of another living being. So when you're out here at the age you are at
this big age,
late 20s, early 30s, and you're taking care of another living being, it's great practice for humans.
We'll see. It's just human to want to take care of other people, and that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I suppose I think that for me, having raised my son Fluffy Del Fuego de las Alas Jr., I love him and he's my entire world, but I don't think that I'm going to have kids. It's not that I don't want to like take care of another person, because I find joy in taking care of my brother's tiny son, and I find joy in the idea that they're gonna have another kid. I fully intend on being the super cool tita who will let them get away with murder and who they can hang out with if their parents need a night out. And I do love that the parents treat me with enough respect and with enough trust that they will give me their children every so often. But I also equally love that I can give them back to their parents. Not just because I feel like I would make for a bad parent, but because, dude, I'm just not even the sort of person who's even really thinking about a relationship right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm lucky enough for an immaculate conception, you know? So, like,
in vitro.
Jesus, don't pick me! But I do feel, like you said, that pets do change people. And often it's for the better.
Yeah. My cats have never left.
They are indoor cats.
They're very much indoor cats. And so sometimes I see them looking out the window longingly, like, I wonder what it's like out there. And I think to myself, man, none of these cats, except for Tuna, would survive the outdoors. Or would they? I guess it's kind of like parenthood when you have a child.
It's too scary!
Right?
I don't want to think about it. Like, no, I'm gonna take care of you. Stay here.
And it kind of makes me think of what it must be like to be a human parent to a human baby in the middle of this pandemic. What it must be like for them to raise kids. It must be a lot of work. And even if I've always wanted to have kids, now I'm really thinking, if I can't let my cats go out, and if I can't even wrap my head around the idea of them leaving and then coming back whenever, I don't think I'll be able to have kids anytime soon, at least not until the world decides to get its shit together. Do you know what I mean?
Time to boss up, world.
That's right.
I think that's where the metaphor breaks down, because your pets, you can have conversations with them, but it's not like you can talk about the laws of thermodynamics, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like they're gonna tell you about if they've grown into full puberts, you know, puberty.
Like Pubert Adams.
Yeah, exactly. But humans, we're made to grow and we're made to change. And I feel like at a certain point, that is where you can draw the line. I suppose it's also another reason that some people prefer to keep pets instead.
Yeah.
To each his own, man.
Truly.
That being said, would you recommend for people to get pets?
It really depends. If you, in the middle of this pandemic, are living alone, if you're getting really lonely, then a pet might be good for you. But at the same time, if you're the kind of person that cannot take care of yourself, maybe, yeah, definitely get a pet. I mean, if you can't take care of yourself, then at least take care of the cat or the dog, because what kind of monster?
Right? What kind of monster?
What kind of monster would let an innocent starve or be in pain, right?
On the bright side, if it's a cat, it will probably eat you at a certain point. So you can find comfort.
I'm
so sorry.
That scenario has played out in my mind multiple times throughout this whole ordeal from 2020 to 2021. Like, what if the world ends and there's a zombie apocalypse happening out there? My fiance and I would probably go the same way Jim's parents went in 28 Days Later.
See, I haven't seen that.
Now you have to watch it. But yeah, we would probably go that same route. And the cats, in turn, would probably eat us. And they'd have food for a while. And then eventually a zombie will break in. And then, wala na. They can be free. But yeah, that's played out in my head.
My favorite thing about podcast episodes with Dapsky and myself is when they ultimately break down and we can say, on that note... I will say, though, you bring up a very, very good point. It's weird to me that we have all these post-apocalyptic, after-the-end-of-the-world films that don't have pets. It doesn't seem real to me. That doesn't make sense to me. Because the relationship between cats and dogs and humans is so intrinsically linked. Mm-hmm. Like, we've literally changed them. We've changed the way that they grow. Look at cats! They used to be the mighty predators of the world, and now they are the mighty predators of your kitchen. But I would recommend that if you are a pet person, and on Dapsky's end, if you're... an end of the world person. Maybe watch the movie Love and Monsters.
Yes, I love that movie. That was super fun. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert. I would have been so angry if the dog had died.
Oh, there's a website for that where you can actually look up, does the dog die? Mm. Which is very helpful for me as a person. Because literally, from all the evil that surrounds me, defend me, oh, defend me. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much anxiety floating around. I don't need to get my heart rate up about whether this dog is going to survive the next 2 hours of this film.
I was so scared and I was ready to give up on the movie.
That was, yeah.
And then I was like,
the most important thing of the movie. I don't care what happens to anybody else. The dog must survive.
Humans.
Right. Yeah, whatever. You did this to yourself. Yeah, if you actually watch the movie, you find that everything that happened is their fault.
Yep.
So I suppose if you want to wrap this baby up, get a pet, but only if you're ready and only if you know that they will change you.
I think that last part should be more along the lines of be prepared to be changed because you will have no choice.
Will I be the sort of pet parent who ferries her children around in a baby carriage? Probably not. Probably
not.
I'm
this close.
I'm thinking about getting like a car carrier for my dog. Like I've been thinking about getting a bicycle, but I don't even look at the two-wheeler ones. Only the three-wheeler ones with the basket in the back, which I can upholster and put my dog in comfortably, like with a helmet.
I would not.
Only if I had to.
I would put the basket in front. Kasi baka mamaya nagbo-bike-bike ka. Oh, Fluffy. Look, and then next thing you know, Fluffy had a shot. Like, so long.
The great bit about my dog is that dogs usually hate being manhandled. Yeah. He doesn't so much. Yeah, he's just like, yeah, okay.
I think our lives would be completely different if we had no pets, no emotional support animals.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
friends.
Yeah. Love of my life. Thanks so much, by the way, to everybody who listened to this. This was entirely. An excuse to talk about our children.
Truly.
That was fun.
Truly. This episode is dedicated to Lucy, Tuna, Feisto, Stevie, Eartha, and Iliad. And Fluffy.
Yeah. And to the cats as well. To Hibiki and to Chico. But most of all, for me, the Fluffy del Fuego de las Alas. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode. If you learned a thing or two... that makes one of us.
I never learn. That's why I'm so miserable in life.
But at least we have pets. Well,
I want to be a pet.
You know what? Yeah, that's how we're going to end this episode. Resolutions in my next life. I would love to be a beautiful, rich, pampered, intelligent, fluffy white cat. Like, yep. That's my next line.
I would like to be a kept cat.
Yep.
My own yaya.
Be
my
careful.
Own carrier. My own automatic water bottle. My own automatic feeder.
Like a baby cat, then.
And like the best cat condo ever.
Yeah. Why not? Manifesting it. I guess we believe in reincarnation now. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. And if... this has convinced you to take in a pet, let us know. You know, you can hit us up over the internet at LocaLocasPH. That's LocaLocasPH. And of course, you can follow us online, Dapsky.
It is at LocaLocasPH everywhere on social media. You may also follow Jam. It is at Fruit Preserve everywhere on social media. And if you want to follow me, please don't. I have way too many restraining orders. I'm just kidding. It's at Dapskeezy.
She only has two. All right. With that being said, thank you so much for hanging out. We'll see you guys on the internet, on Kumu, perhaps on the street, but perhaps you may also consider we would rather not be perceived. And with that, we thank you. My name is Jeff.
My name is Dabski.
And we live to serve our bets. Thank you.
Dun, dun, dun. Thanks for listening.
If you're interested in adopting a pet of your own, check out paws.org.ph, where they give you the details, including the application form, a Zoom interview, shelter visits, and adoption fees. And hey, don't forget to show this pet project some love by listening to all the episodes of the Local Locas PH podcast and joining Dabski and Jam on social media via at LocalLocasPH, that's L-O-K-A-L-O-C-A-S-P-H, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.